Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
The get things going here. We'll call to order with item number 18-015, the minutes of the Armed Services Memorial Board from our December 13th meeting. Anybody had any comments, any revisions or anything? Any discussion? How about I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes?
Second. I'll move in second.
Okay. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. We didn't really get a chance to discuss the Veterans Day events, but on item number 18-016, I guess the reviews that I got were very, very favorable. We had a very large crowd, large turnout. I think the only thing I think we probably ought to do next year is maybe get a little police presence because some of the women were a little nervous. Now that we have two
big buildings
and a Las Vegas shooting, so it's sad that people think that way. But
I was going to commend Andy. It's the best air traffic control we've had.
Yep.
Timing was impeccable.
Very good.
Take credit for it.
So you liked the timing wise, I guess?
I did.
Okay.
The reason why was, you know, I was always concerned about the rumble of the aircraft drowning out whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out it really didn't. I mean, the choir had their little musical interlude link between verses just as the flyer went by, so it didn't bother anything. There's no way you'll ever do it again.
Yeah.
But, but it was great. It was real fun. I think it was nice having the buglers and the bagpiper and all that.
Yeah, that was nice.
Pretty good.
I like the bagpiper that we
have. I'm also glad we have a bagpiper for free now. That's really good.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll practice a little.
Yeah, he needs a little practice.
I will say that the Sheriff's Department has a new color guard and they have new uniforms there. They got the Mandarin collars, kind of like the Marines, and they really look good. So we'll have to tap on their shoulders here, maybe Memorial Day would be good. I did have a thought, and the Bikini ROTC, Junior ROTC detachment has been a big, strong supporter of us. I didn't know, did anybody have any objections if we consider maybe giving them maybe a small honorarium token of our appreciation, maybe $100? Because they're always raising money for these different competitions and whatnot. And do we have
the means? We have money to do that?
Do we have the means to do such thing?
I'll check. I'm not sure.
Okay.
If not, we can take up a collection.
Yeah.
Have to have to do it that way. Can we do that, Tim?
Sir?
Can we take up a collection among ourselves and make that count?
Sure.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, let us know.
Okay.
We'll bring that, we'll make that something to, we'll get an answer from you by the next February meeting.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any comments on the Veterans Day?
What about the sundown ceremonies? Everybody? That worked okay.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
The crowd was the biggest I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
A tremendous help. Sure.
The only comments I heard at all were the fact that some of us, and I'm one, don't get close enough to the microphone to be loud enough.
I guess for the reading of the names?
Yeah, the PA system is, and everybody's
different height. Yeah, it's not the most optimal system, but maybe we need to sort of speak to people about that. When you hand them the list, you know, be close to the microphone. So.
Yeah. That's a good comment. Yeah, that's a real meaningful ceremony. A lot of people really enjoy that one, myself included. Well, with that, we'll move on to the next topic, and that's 18-017, the Gold Star Monument. According to Woody, that was probably one of the largest dedications he's been to. And in terms of Gold Star families being present, it was also one of the largest, if not the largest.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good to know. I mean, I thought it was very well attended. So I'm glad to know how it matches up to others he's been to. So that's good. He had to be pretty thrilled with his portrait, right?
Yeah.
That was really well done.
His reaction was awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't get a chance to, I wasn't paying much attention, but I know his grandson was tickled to death with it.
We had the same microphone issue we had, but it was really well attended, and I thought it came off well. And I actually thought about the same thing you talked about, in fact. Or they did a great job videoing stuff.
No.
Except, well, you missed part of what I was talking
about. I had 80% and my phone died. Oh. I took my husband's, I started FaceTime live, and he was at 90% and it died. I couldn't even turn my phone on.
Wow.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh! I was so frustrated with the two phones.
It's always, hindsight's 20/20. If you could go on the other side, you would have had a background of a nice completed building instead of a
good point.
But you never get stuff afterwards. I think that was one of them.
Now, can we get some of the pictures taken there? Because we had a couple group photos, I think.
Yeah, I've got some.
Oh, you do have those for you? Okay. I don't know who
you need to send those out to us.
Yeah, I've got some on my phone here. I can't remember if I have my camera.
And the rain held off just
long enough. Yeah.
I think the only thing for us to take up as far as the future goes on that particular aspect is the cosmetic things we can do to that particular monument, to the pad itself. We talked, contractors talking about doing that border, potentially doing a border around the base, around the granite, to give it a kind of a finished look. And I think we ought to think about doing something to the pad itself to color it. Staining or coloring more closer to that crushed granite color that sort of would match the rest of the grounds.
Right.
That's for future beautification efforts we can talk about.
The one thing that we have available to us is we can maybe sell sponsorships by engraving names in those park benches on the side for the future. That was a gift. Didn't have any idea of those.
Right. That was very nice. Mm-hmm. And that pedestal.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out there maybe once since the dedication. I'm going to go out Friday. I have to, one of the young veterans that I'm mentoring in Veterans Court, I got to pick him up. I'm going to take him by there on, as I take him back to his to the railroad station. And, I'm going to check it out and see what's going on. But one of the things that I thought would be important is that we probably need to go on a thank you tour and a thank you letter writing campaign to all of those who contributed.
Well, I wrote every one of them a thank you letter when they contributed.
Did, okay.
Unless I did print them all. The day we got the check, we wrote a letter thanking them for it. So we've done that part. But we don't have to do some more. I
just think it might be nice to just throw in some anecdotes that that Woody Williams was very.
Might be nice if we could come up with a photo of maybe
Woody.
Yeah,
a couple of pictures.
And send that to him.
Yep.
With a card saying, just a reminder of how much your contribution made a difference to this effort and that kind of thing. We can do that.
Yeah.
We can give him a memento.
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. Well, did anybody take, I don't know if I took any individual pictures of Woody there. With the
I
one.
Didn't.
I'm trying to.
My wife might have taken some.
The only time we got pictures with them was after. Beforehand.
I got pictures of him delivering his speech.
Yep.
But We'll figure something out.
Yeah, some of those photographers, it'd be nice to have some of the nice photographs they took of him afterwards with his portrait.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a good thing to find one of those. Some of those media people that were there.
Yeah, there was. So I'll reach out.
He was so impressive. His mental faculties were
sharply
incredible. He has an emotional and a mental intelligence that were. I was just surprised. I asked him about something that was relatively innocuous about another Marine who recently died, well known. Mm-hmm. And he paused. And I thought, okay, he didn't either hear me mm-hmm. or he didn't process it. And he went in and told me, oh no, I was at his funeral 2 weeks ago mm-hmm. and saw him. It was another famous Marine Medal of Honor winner, Fox.
Yeah, Wesley Fox.
Yeah. And he was right on that. He was really sharp.
Yeah.
You hope you're that sharp at that
age.
He
is an amazing man.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that his whole reason for that is before he joined the Marine Corps, he delivered
mm-hmm.
the telegrams and thought it was really bad that nobody, you know, from the military showed up. And I think when he first tried to join the Marines, they said no because they said he was too short. all right, I'll see if I can. I'll draft a letter and see if we can come up with a photo. I could take that portrait I did and put it in a small print. I don't know.
Let's see if we can come up with a photo of it first.
Yeah,
that's an alternative. And does the city have like just a note card rather than a letter?
I can find out.
If you've got a note card you can use, just a simple photo in, just a brief in the handwrite.
Yeah.
Just a memento to thank you for what you did or whatever. If you want to write a letter, that's great, so I'm not saying
that. Yeah, no, but I just want to personally reach out to these folks and let them know that
sure.
what they've contributed to has a lot of deep personal meaning to some folks, and they're very appreciative of that. And I'm thinking we ought to go in front of the MCDC board. Do we know, I guess their meeting is the last Thursday of the month. I'll check into that and I'll follow up. But
yeah, they meet down the city hall now. Council chambers.
And attached to this, I didn't read this. Tim, could you illuminate us on this?
We are normally, after all projects are complete, we try to get them closed out. And we would like to be able to have this 22742 of donations given back to the MCDC, as was promised.
Okay.
And that's all this is. We just wanted to know if the board would like to proceed with that, or if you felt that there were going to be some outstanding donations, but we would like to go ahead and close this project out. We've done it.
Does this require us to go to city council?
That's what this is. We'll take it to council.
Okay. Should any of us be in attendance?
I mean, you're more than welcome to attend, sir.
This will be next 16th.
16th, yeah.
That's
next
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. 22,142, that's an extra. That's over from what we had.
No, this was the money that was raised.
That's all the money we raised.
That's all
the
money
we raised. Outside the CDC.
On your last sheet, it breaks down as we donated once.
Oh, gotcha.
There it is. Yeah, so we have to do an agenda item because the post 2150,
mm-hmm.
$4,000 donation, they expressed that they wanted to go. to the Gold Star family memorial was donated into another pot, so to speak. So it literally takes an act of God to get it transferred back to where it was supposed to be.
So that's what this is?
Yes.
It's creating an act of God.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm surprised how long that takes, but yeah, okay.
It's because the fiscal year closed. It just went into the Veterans Memorial as it normally would, Fund 55, and that fiscal year closed. Because that happened, it wasn't easily transferred out of Fund 55. It requires an act of council to move it.
Okay.
So if the board agrees, it's just that I'll let Jill and Jane with our development team know. And they'll be the ones taking it before council. It'll be on consent, so it may not even be brought up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, anybody have any questions?
You don't need any action from us, then. Okay.
Oh, okay. We don't need to vote and approve it.
Mm-hmm. Just if your fundraising activity is finished, then they can go ahead and close out.
Can this put forward or just go to the Veterans Memorial?
Well, then. Before we're finished, then I'm going to make up the $258 difference, so we're $23,000 even.
Well, this agenda item is being finalized tomorrow morning, so I would have to find out from Jill. We might then need to pull it.
No, don't pull it.
If that's the case.
No, I'll just give you $258.
Very good.
I want to.
Okay.
Very good.
Should we proceed or should we put it off a month?
Because it can go whenever. It's just literally, we just need to know.
It could possibly go the second.
So we're saying, so the first meeting, if I don't give you money tonight, it's too late?
No, she would just need to revise the agenda item, which she can do by tomorrow morning. But we most likely would have needed to process the deposit through finance before this amount was entered into the council agenda item as a more finalized amount. So what we can do is we can just bump this to the next council meeting. It's no big deal. Jill really just needed direction as to the fundraising activity. Is it ongoing? Is it finished? So why don't we can bump it a month and you can make your donation.
Okay.
And then we know now the direction of the board is to close the project out in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Very good.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
Well, let's move on to the last item here, 18-018. I've initiated a project, and we're starting to bear some fruit, to look into the roles of the casualties from the Second World War. Right now, we'll probably extend it to Korea and World War I and ultimately Vietnam. Looking at the casualty lists for Denton County, Grayson County, Fannin County, and Dallas County. And it's not uncommon for an individual to have been raised in, say, McKinney, but he went down to the Dallas recruiter and signed up and enlisted. And once that happened, he's listed as home of record Dallas County. And then when they're killed in action or they die while in their service, Dallas becomes their home of record when technically it wasn't. So the Dallas County for World War II list is huge. It's six pages long. And the gentleman who's doing this, who wants to remain anonymous, and I don't even know, I've never met him. I'm working through another lady who's passing the information on. When I first sent him the list, he goes, "You want me to go through all that?" And I said, "Well, you said you wanted to help." At any rate, my wife has, I think, gone through Denton County for World War II, and we've discovered a couple of names. And got one from Dallas, Canada. We actually got a World War One. I can't remember where he came from. He was from Oklahoma, but his birth certificate or his registration card indicates he was from McKinney, Texas, when he enlisted in the Army back in World War One. So I think I've got about five new names, and I thought I'll just sit on these and accumulate them. And so as we get to March or April, we'll revisit whether or not we want to go and have them inscribed on the wall before Memorial Day, or if we want to just keep accumulating them and wait until November. I think it's more appropriate to have them inscribed and discussed on Memorial Day, but we may still discover several more after that, so maybe it's more efficient just to wait and do it, you know, in November. So, at any rate, I just wanted everybody to know that this is an ongoing project. We're focused on World War II at the moment because that was just such a massive endeavor. Once we finish that, we'll look into Korea, World War I, and Vietnam. So I think we've got 390 names on the wall, and there's a good chance we might get to 400 by the end of the year. So, and hopefully it's older names and not new names. So anyway, that's just wanted to give you that update. So we don't have our DAR folks here tonight.
Pardon me?
So we don't have our DAR folks here tonight. So
no, sir.
I was getting used to having them.
That being said, do we have anything for the good of the order?
I just have something to throw out there, not thinking long term or anything, but I was at the Cedar Park Memorial, Gold Star Memorial is what I was looking for, in Cedar Park.
Oh, okay.
Over the holidays, because my parents have a place near Cedar Park. And so, but they have and it's nice, I like ours better, but it's part of a larger veterans park, which is very nice. They have a lot of statues and a lot more installation things, and plaques and things, and it's a pretty sizable area, and it's mixed, it's adjacent to and combined with some of the other public parks, or maybe it's one park, but they have ball field and some other things there. I think there's a dog park incorporated into it, so it's the whole area is more of a public thing for Cedar Park. But the park was neat. It gave me some ideas about if we ever wanted to consider other things. And you mentioned enhancements, and if we wanted to do enhancements, I got some ideas from them, which were kind of nice. And one was big donors, like company donors, have a section that would honor them, recognize them in the broader park, but it's not like as part of the monument, or it's not part of the Gold Star Memorial, or one of the statues. It's sort of off by its side, a nice little area you can have a bench you can sit on. And those are some of the big donors. And then they have some other ways for fundraising like that. Have you ever seen the leaf fundraisers? They grab a metal leaf and put it in concrete and mix it. It's pretty nice. It's more of a, they were going, it seemed to be, they were going for a more of a natural look, native natural landscaping look, which is nice. But they have statues and flags and things.
Statues, are they of individuals or are they?
They are, yep. Yeah.
From the area?
Yep. I don't know if they're local, but they would be like the one from the Doughboys, World War One.
Oh, okay.
They told that, huh? Yeah, there's a World War II naval commander. Statue of bronze. Just down the road, I imagine they're pretty pricey. But I took a bunch of pictures. It was freezing cold that day, and no one else was out. But I know up here in this area, they have an artist that does some of the statues that have a certain look to them. I've seen downtown the kids got the slingshot and square, and some other around town. I don't know, you know, something considered down the road.
Yeah, there's a he's actually a Marine World Vietnam veteran. His name is Mark Bird.
Oh, really?
And he does tremendous work in bronze.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice. I don't know if he did his. That style looks a little different. It looked like a standard. I took a bunch of pictures down there. But yeah.
Mr. Day donated where the fountain is by the square.
Yeah, that's right.
Library has one. I don't know if it's the same guy. It's got the people reading on it. It's like a dad and a kid on that bench. I did.
That's an interesting comment. I'll share something with the board that I didn't share when it was brought up, but last fall, I was approached by one of the VAR groups, and they wanted to put a World War I monument at the Veterans Park. And she approached me and R.D. Foster at the same time. And R.D. didn't say anything, but he pulled me aside, and he said, that's never going to happen. And he told me that I guess we're free to do whatever we want as a board, but in the context of the people that started the park, they didn't really want to put any separate memorials to different conflicts because, well, we don't have a lot of space.
Yeah,
and number two,
if you do
one, you gotta do them all.
Conflicts are encompassed on that wall.
And that's the point, is that everything is all about the veterans and whatnot. So I think the Gold Star Memorial fit because, once again, it wasn't specific to anything, and it was actually a way to complement and make the public aware of the other part of that equation. But so anyway, that's something that I guess future boards.
Yeah.
RD keeps talking about a big binder of all of the stuff that they did to put together that we're supposed to all have copies of. And anyway, but the well.
So we managed pretty well enough.
Yeah.
Really pleased with the way the flags came out. The lights are outstanding.
Yeah, they look good.
We don't seem to have the same kind of light on the other end. The other flag is flying.
No, it's totally different.
Totally different.
It's totally
different. It's not an LED. Yeah.
Right. It can be changed.
I mean, the others look so good. It's kind of.
It can be changed.
Maybe we ought to think about that.
We have to fix the top of that flagpole too. It's a little bit bent. Not many people notice.
It's bent?
I did. A little gold ball on top. Apart. You didn't notice the duct tape?
We got a third duct tape.
Made the wire duct tape there.
No, that flag plaza.
Fix about anything.
That flag plaza has added a whole new dynamic to the look of that park.
It's beautiful. It really is.
And I didn't really. It looks so much better than I could have ever imagined. I never.
Especially at night. I mean, go by there at night. It's spectacular.
Yeah, sure. Go by there. So, well, I think we've covered everything. If nobody has any other comments, I'll entertain a motion to end the meeting.
I'll move.
Second,
Marlene. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Your World War I veterans, do you happen to know who you are?